Gadyam Bhagavan Pungsham Ishara Bhai Bhavan Kila Lokasya Tamasa Angasya Chakshu Surya Ivodita. So, there is the Supreme Person, Bhagavan. Originally, it is very common sense, just like we require a leader to organize some business, some nationality, any group of organization. He requires a leader. Without leader, you cannot organize anything. Nobody has got any such experience that without direction, without leader, anything has sprung up automatically by nature. The foolish philosophers say like that the whole cosmic manifestation has come out of a chunk. They say like that. Lascar said that there was a chunk. And where from this chunk came? No, that is not fact. Fact is that there must be a good brain behind all these organizations, this cosmic manifestation, that it must be a leader. That is the information we get from Vedas. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetana Nam. Nitya, we living entities, we are nitya. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We do not die. Na jayate nam yate va. Neither we take birth or we die. We simply change the body. Vasansi jinnani jathar jahara. As old garments, old shirts and coats, we change. Similarly, when this body becomes old enough, not to be used, we change to another body. Tathādi hāntara prāti. This is real knowledge. So we are eternal. And God is also eternal. In that way, we are the same quality. God is eternal, we are also eternal. body, cognizant, chetan, avijna, we are also chetan. We are not dull matter. So, what is the difference between God and me? The difference is great, we are small. He is Vibhu, we are Anu. He is all pervading. We are very small. He is infinite. We are infinite Srimad. That is the difference. So nitya, nityanam, chetana, chetananam. That is the basic inference. So you apply your reason arguments. As you find here, you are more intelligent than me, somebody else more intelligent than you, others more intelligent than he. In this way, if you analyze, there is not all of us not on the same level. One is more intelligent, one is less intelligent. Similarly, you go on analyzing one after another, throughout the whole universe. Then you come to the demigods, and the most important demigod is Lord Brahma. So, he is the original creature within this universe. So, he is also not enough intelligent. You'll have to find out a person more intelligent than him. So, that is, we get information. Just like Brahma, he was alone in the beginning. Where from he got knowledge? There was nobody else. So, Shastra says, yes, he got knowledge, training Brahma Vila Adhikavaya. He got knowledge from Krishna. Brahma Haiti Chaturmo. So there must be some leader. In order to get knowledge, we have to find out some leader. But actually, by our experience, whatever we did bring, just like we got independence. So, there was a leader, Mahatma Gandhi. He led the country, then you came to your national consciousness, and you combined together, and the Britishers went there. The opinion was against them. So there must be leader. That leader is a person. That leader cannot be an impersonal. No, that is not possible. I think there was a news in the newspaper, Free Press Journal, that the faith in personal God is diminishing. That means they are becoming more foolish. The faith in personal God is diminishing, percentage diminishing. That means people are becoming more and more foolish. That is natural. This is Kali Yuga. Manda samanda matayo manda bhagya jivadhita. The more this age of Kali will increase, people will diminish in their body strength, in their memory, in their mercifulness, in so many ways, eight kinds of diminishing, decreasing. Actually, we find, even in Western countries, the present generation, they are not as strong as their father or grandfather. Bodily strength increases. Memory is decreased. There is no mercifulness. Now, at the present moment, if somebody is being killed and you are passing, nobody takes care, letting me kill. Because daya, mercifulness is diminished. The duration of life diminishes. The bodily states are diminishing. The memory diminishes. Everything is diminishing. So, because we are diminishing in everything, Therefore, our God consciousness is diminishing. Therefore, they are neuter. That personal God conception is diminishing. That is natural. Mudha, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that one who does not accept the personal God, he is describing the Bhagavad Gita Mudha. Ramana Dushkitina Mudha Prapadjante Narahama Maya Aparita Jnana Asri Bhava Masita. These classes are met. As soon as you find somebody godless, he does not know what is God, what is meaning of God, or he does not surrender to God, he does not know what is God, where is the question of surrender. Then, we have got a testive statement of Krishna. Then what class of man he is? If he does not believe in God, he does not know what is God, what is our relationship with God. Then what class of man he is? So we have got this testive of Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Duskriti no. And always engaged in sinful activities. That's what he does not. Duskriti, you know. And what are the qualifications? Mura, act, rested. Namaan duskriti nam mura, prabhadante, naradhama. Naradhama means the lowest of the mankind, while rest. Because the human life is meant for understanding God, and he does not know. Therefore he is lowest of the mankind. Narādhama. Why it is so? There are so many university degrees, M.A., Ph.D., B.Sc. and so on, delete. Still, he does not know. He still is mūḍha. Bhagavad Gita says, yes, māyā apuhitabhyāna. The knowledge he has achieved that has been taken away by māyā. The superficial simply degree holder. His actual knowledge is taken away. So therefore, maya abhita jnana. Why this has happened? Asuri bhavma sita. Because he defies. What is God? I am God. You are God. Why you are searching God? There are so many gods loitering in the street. Take care of them. So, this is not advancement of civilization. Because such kind of civilization is increasing, therefore in the paper we find that creating personal God is decreasing. But God is personal. Here it is said. What is that? Jo Adya Bhagavan. Originally Bhagavan. Adya means original. There are three conceptions of absolute truth. What is that? That is stated in Vadanti Tat Tattva Vidat Satyam Jad Jnanam Adyam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Sarvati. The absolute truth, tattva, tattva means the truth, original, tattvamasi, that tattvam is Bhagavan. And the absolute truth is understood in three features, three angles of it. The first is Brahma. Impersonal Brahma. The second is localized Paramatma. And the ultimate is the Supreme Personality of God. So Brahma realization is not complete realization of the Absolute Truth. Neither Paramatma realization is absolute or the complete understanding of the absolute truth. When you realize Bhagavan, then you understand what is Paramatma, what is Brahma, and what is absolute truth. Jasmin vijñāti sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. That is the basic understanding. If you understand Bhagavan, then you understand Paramatma, you can understand Brahma. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutanam vidyese arjuna tishtati. Brahman sarvabhutani jantrarulani maya. This is Paramatma. Ekamsina sthito jagat. That is, one portion, partial understanding of the absolute truth. So far Brahma is concerned, that is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano aham pratishtha. I am the origin of Brahma emergence. Amritasra, Shastrasra, Cha. This is the stem. And so far he is concerned, Krishna, Matta Parataram Nanya, Kinti Rasti Bhanya. This is understanding of Bhagavad Gita. So far he is concerned, he said, there is no more superior truth than me. Matta Parataram Nanya, Kinti Rasti Bhanya. Everything is resting on Krishna. That is to be understood. That is the Vedanta understanding. Janmadrasya jataha. Everything includes Paramatma and Brahma and what to speak of other than you. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava. This is the text. Everyone read Bhagavad Gita. Text Bhagavad Gita and text photograph. I am very good scholar of Bhagavad Gita. But he does not know what is Krishna. Just see. I know everything except Krishna. This is my knowledge. No. If he understands Krishna, Jasmin vijñāti sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti, then you understand him. Just like if you understand what is 100,000 rupees, then you can understand automatically what is 10 rupees and what is 50 rupees. So everything is within that, the absolute truth. Now Devahuti has understood. Therefore she says, Ja Adya Bhagavan. My dear son, Kapil there, I know that you are the same Supreme Person, Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is Adyam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudeva is Adyam. Or John, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he accepted Krishna's form. Parabrahma, Paramadhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan. Kurusham Adyam. You are the Supreme Person, original person. The Brahma says, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajam. He says, I worship the original person. Govind. Govindam Adipurusham. Everywhere is fine. And then Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna says also, Matta Parataram Nanna. Govindam Adipurusa. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi. Adi. He has no Adi. Somebody will say, why not? Krishna is born of Vasudeva. Vasudeva is his father. That is his acceptance. A devotee as father. There are dealings of the devotee and the Bhagavan in different ways. Santa, Dasa, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. We can have relation. We have that relation. Now it is covered. We can revive it again. Simply appreciation of the Supreme, that is called Santa. When one appreciates fully, then he wants to give some service. That is called dasa. And giving service, when one becomes more intimate, then he becomes friend. And that is called sokha. Then, more advanced, the devotee wants to give service to Krishna as father. Father and mother means to give service to the son from the very beginning. Even as a sweeper, all taken care. So this is service. The Christian conception of God as father is not so perfect, because if we conceive God as father and mother, then the policy is to take from him. Because everyone wants to take from the father. Father, give me that. Mother, give me that. But this philosophy, that to accept the Supreme Lord as son, that it means to give service. Yashoda Mai, he has gotten, she has gotten, Krishna as a son. She always answers. Krishna may not be in danger. Krishna is crawling. Some animal may not attack. He may not fall down in the water. He may not catch fire. All answers. Giving protection to Krishna. Krishna is giving protection to the whole universe. And Yashoda Mai is giving protection to Krishna. This is conception of philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy. She is anxious to give protection. Krishna was taken away by the Trinavasa. So Krishna was taken, and Mahārāja Yaśodā became mad. My son has been taken. Krishna became so heavy that the Asura could not stay in the sky, and he fell from a deep, distant place and immediately died. And Yaśodā Mai thought that God has saved my Krishna. God has saved. He began to thank some other God, some devota. Because she knows Krishna is my son. She does not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he thinks that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the relationship between mother and son will be destroyed. Therefore Krishna is playing just like an ordinary child. And mother Yashoda is treating him as her son. All Krishna's friends complain to Mahārāja Yaśodā. Mahārāja Yaśodā, your Krishna was eating dirt. I gave you sandesh and you were eating dirt. No, mother, I did not eat. They are telling all lies. This morning we had some quarrel. No, Baladev says also. Yes, elder brother, he has also become my enemy. No, you open your mouth. Yes, when you open his mouth, he saw the whole universe. So, she did not take very seriously. All right, don't listen. She never could take Krishna as the Supreme Personality. Neither Krishna's friends, the coward boys, neither the gopis. The gopis used to chastise Krishna like any. So this is Krishna's love. Krishna is the Ishvara, here it is said. Pumsam Ishvara, the controller of the whole universe. Mayadhyaksena Prakriti Sriyati Sacharasanam. But a devotee can control the supreme control. While they shall become one with God, they will be God's father, God's controller. This is Bhakti Marga. Bhakti Marga is not satisfied. They do not want to be equal with God or one with God. No. They want to give service. This is Bhakti Marga. Therefore, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means full of all opulence, all powerful, all mighty. That is Bhagavan. So, to understand the absolute truth, you have to understand what is the meaning of Bhagavan. That is absolute. Here, devotee is not ordinary woman. She was the wife of Padmamuni, one of the greatest yogis. She has learned something from her husband. Otherwise, if she is not a very exalted woman, how Bhagavan has become her son? She is not ordinary. Therefore, she says, she has understood, Kapila, that Ja Adya Bhagavan. Adya is Bhagavan. Adya is not Brahma or Paramatma. Origin of everything is neither Paramatma nor Brahma. Brahma is the bodily rays of Bhagavan. Yashat prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Yashat tirasti jagadanna chayagadantam. Yashat prabha. Just like the sunshine. Sunshine is not Adya. The sun, God is Adya. The sunshine is distributed all over the world, all over the universe. Everyone knows it. But is it Adya? Is it the origin? No. It is not origin. The origin is the sun glow, or the sun God. As soon as the sun disappears, there is no more sunshine. Therefore, sunshine is not Adya. Sunshine is dependent on the sun glow. Similarly, this Brahma effulgence is dependent on the body of Krishna. Brahmanaham pratishtha. Similarly, Paramatma is also Krishna's expansion. Eka bahushyama. That is the Vedic instance. He becomes many. As many living entities as that. Advaita achyate anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusha adyam ayam. Advaita achyate anadi ananta rupam, like ananta rupam as Paramatma. Or incarnation. Advaita achyate. But it does not mean that because Krishna has become many, it does not mean Krishna is finished. No. Krishna is there. Purnasva purnamadaya purnameva vishishyati. This is Vedic wisdom. Krishna is purna. And if he expands himself in millions of Krishna, actually he has done so as Paramatma. Ishara sarvabhutanam. There are millions. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. These bhavat and living entities, they are anantaya kalpate. They are unlimited number. There is no count. So many. But he is the leader. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. So, we are living entities. We are expansion of Krishna. Vishnu Tattva also expansion of Krishna. Samsa Vibhinnansa. We are Vibhinnansa, Mamaivansa, Jiva Bhuta. But they are Samsa, personal expansion. and separated expansion. The separated expansions we are. We are also expansion of Krishna. And Vishnu Tattva also expansion of Krishna. But Vishnu Tattva is Vibhu, we are Anu. Very, very small. Keshadu Satubhagasya 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 Jiva Bhava Savijnaya. Then if you divide the top person of your hair into 100 parts, then take one part, again divide into 100 parts, that is the dimension of the jiva. Therefore, Anu. Anu means like atom. And Krishna is big. So therefore, Krishna is Adya. Aham Sarvastha Prabhava. Krishna says, and devotee says all the same thing. Therefore, by studying Vedic literature, we can understand Krishna. Therefore, one must seek for a Vedic teacher. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva avigacche. Not that at home by speculation I can understand what is God. There is nothing. Veda says that right, if you want to be educated, you must accept some school. It doesn't matter whether the school is perfect or not perfect. But you cannot avoid school going. That is not possible. If you think that without going to school I shall learn anything, that is not possible. Veda says that if you want knowledge, actually, tad-vijnanartham. Tad-vijnan means transcendental. Because Vedic knowledge, there is material knowledge also. Just like Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Jyotishveda. Veda means knowledge. There are all different types of knowledge. But real knowledge is Brahma-vidya. To understand the absolute truth. That is real knowledge. Other knowledge, they are temporary. We require medicine, therefore there is Ayurveda. We require sometimes to find there is Dhanurveda. So that is also required because the body is there. But the real requirement is to know the absolute truth, absolute person. Nathi vidu sattva gati nidhisa. That is our self-interest. That is our self-interest. If we want to become perfect, then we must see what is the ultimate, absolute truth. Athātam brahma jigyāsa. This is the instruction of Vedānta. This life is meant for simply how to understand the absolute truth. Jīvasya sattva jigyāsa. Jīvasya. Well, that is missing now. Nobody is inquiring, neither there is any institution throughout the whole world where there is tattva jignasa, what is your absolute truth? Simply technical knowledge. How to become this, how to become that, to fill up this belly. But we cannot see that the vast beings, they do not become technologies, how they are getting food. There are 8,400,000 forms of body. The human form of body are 400,000. Out of many bodies that live in jungle, they have also no technology, no education, no systematic government, nothing. But they are also eating, the birds and beasts are eating, everyone is eating, the ants within your home, within the whole of their room, they are also eating. So who is not eating? Everyone is eating. Why you have made a civilization to work hard like an ass for your eating? What is this civilization? If everyone is without working, they are getting their food, then what is your advancement of civilization that you have to work like an ass to get your food? That is not advancement of civilization. Therefore, because we are becoming animals, less than animals, therefore they are decreasing. personal goal. This is it.
Right.
But here, it is said, Jajjam Bhagavan. This is human civilization. Everyone should know what is Bhagavan and take lessons from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is coming. Krishna says, Yadadadahi dharma sarglani bhavati bharat. Tadatmanam sujamaham. He comes. He is very anxious. People are ignorant. So therefore Kapildeva has come. And mother says, Lokastha tamasa andhastha chokshu. My dear son, Kapil, you are just the real eyes of this blind man. Who cannot see you, or he cannot see God. Chakshu. Because by knowledge, Primanyana Chrita Bhakti Vilotane, by knowledge, when we shall develop or awaken our dormant love for God, then we can see God. With these eyes, simply it has to be treated. Primanyana Chrita. You have to apply the ointment, Thai ointment of loving God. Then you will see God everywhere. How? Premanjana Shurita Bhakti Vilosane. Santachadaivarida is good. He sees 24 hours God, nothing but God. Not only within his heart, but everywhere. He sees God. If you go to the sea, you'll see Krishna. If you are thoughtful, you'll see. Why such a big sea cannot touch my feet? I am walking on the beach. There is order. There is order, you cannot come beyond this limit. Otherwise, it can overpower it at any moment. It is very difficult for the sea. One wave can overpower you. A whole Bombay city can be washed up. But it cannot do so. So, an intelligent man can see God even while walking on the beach. That requires intelligence. Therefore, mura, namana duskitanam mura. Those who are assets, they cannot see God. Those who are intelligent, they can see God everywhere. Everywhere. God is present everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. Ekappasaudatayatam jagadanda koti. He is within this universe. He is within your heart. He is within everything, even within the atom. Why you cannot see God? And God says, they try to see me in this way. If you are so dull, then you try to see me in this way. What? What is that? Easy way. Rasoham vapsukante. I am the taste of the water. And Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. Have you not tasted the water? You are drinking water. Who has not tasted? Everyone has seen God. Why he says that I do not see God? Rasoham apsutantiya. Prabhat. Me is the sudja. I am the sunshine. Who has not seen the sunshine? Everyone has seen the sunshine. Why he says that I am not seeing God? First of all, try to see God, A, B, C, D. Then you see the personal God. You see everywhere. So, then you will understand. Jab Bhagavan, Kungsham, Ishvara. Bhagavan means Ishvara. Controller. You are not independent. Everyone is dependent. Somebody is dependent. Or somebody, but you are dependent. Nobody can say, I am independent. Even President Nixon, he is not independent. You are dragged down from the force. So you cannot say that I am independent. That is a foolish proposal. You must always think that you are dependent. That is said, stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Devidhisagunamai, Mamamaya Durataya. Nati Vidun Sartha Bhatingi Vishnu, दुराशयादि वैरथ मानी वैरथ मानी एंड देन से ते ही इजतंत्र बध्या वी आर बाउंड अप बाय द लॉज ऑफ नेचर हैंड्स एंड लेग्स टू फाइट And you still think that you are independent, you don't care for God. This is the Mura. The Mura says like that. No intelligent man will say like that. So, why is it so happen? Devahuti says that tamasa andasya. Lokasya tamasa andasya. Generally, all these people in this material world, lokasya, They are blind by the darkness of ignorance. Therefore Krishna comes. Therefore Govinda comes. When they become dark, when they become blind, out of ignorance, there is no God, I cannot see God. Then God comes, here I am, see my teacher, I am a person. I am a flute player, I enjoy in Vrindavan. Why didn't you see me? That is called Jadaladahi Dharma Subdhani Bhavati Bharata Tadatmanam Sijam Hum. So God comes, God explains Himself, He leaves behind Him, His instruction, Bhagavad Gita, is still, He says, you try to see me like this, see me like that. Rasoham Apsukanti Apavati. Still, if we do not know what is God, then what kind of man am I? The Mura, that's all. So, try to see God through the instruction of Devahuti and Kapil there, your life will be successful. Thank you very much.